The headlines. Voting for first phase of assembly elections underway in 24 constituencies of Jammu and Kashmir. 41.17% voter turnout recorded till 1 p.m. Delhi court summons former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad in Land for Jobs money laundering case. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and in isolated parts of Northeast today. And in badminton, Malvika Bansal defeats world number 7 Grigoria Tunjung in first round of women's singles at China Open 2024 in Changchow. And now the news in detail. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the first phase of assembly elections is underway at 24 constituencies in 7 districts today. 41.17% voter turnout was recorded till 1 p.m. The voting began at 7 in the morning amid tight security arrangements. Now we go over live to our Jammu correspondent, Gulchan Rana, for the latest update. Gulchan, what has the polling been like so far?
As far as the polling for the first phase of assembly election in J&K is concerned, till 1 p.m., 41.17% voting percentage has been recorded across 24 assembly constituencies of the Union Territory. If we talk about Kashmir Valley, Pahalgam assembly constituency has recorded highest voter turnout till 1 p.m. It has recorded 47.68%, followed by Dhiyajpura assembly constituency at 43.66%. And Doru assembly constituency at 41.30%. If we talk about 8 assembly constituencies of Jammu division where voting is being held, voting in Jammu division is being held at Kishtwar, Doda and Ramban districts. Interwal constituency of Kishtwar district has recorded highest voter turnout till 1 p.m. Interwal has recorded 61.1% voting turnover, whereas Kishtwar assembly constituency has recorded 55.36%. Padar has recorded 56.48%. Okay. The voting is being held across 24 constituencies spread over 7 districts of the Union Territory, including 3 districts of Jammu region.
Thank you, Gulshan, for that update. And now we go over live to our Srinagar correspondent Sunil Kaul. Sunil, what is the latest you can tell us about the voting taking place there? Due to some engagements, we are not able to connect to Sunil Kaul. While in Jammu and Kashmir, 34 candidates have withdrawn their nominations. 415 candidates remain in the final fray for 40 assembly constituencies in phase 3 of the assembly elections in the state. Yesterday was the last day of the withdrawal of nomination papers for the third and final phase of assembly elections. The polling will be held in the third phase of the J&K assembly elections on 1st of October. President Draupadi Murmu has said that greater participation of women in the field of research and development is not only important for the cultural and economic development of the country, but is also essential for improving the quality of life of women. Ms. Murmu was delivering the 18th convocation address at the Malviya National Institute of Technology, MNIT, Jaipur, this afternoon. She said that if women are given equal opportunities, they can achieve greater excellence. She said that it is a matter of happiness to see an increase in the enrollment of girls in the country in recent years. The president said that we have set a goal of making India a developed nation by 2047. She called upon the students that it is their duty to provide leadership towards national development.
हमने भारत को 2047 तक एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने का लक्ष्य तय किया है। राष्ट्रीय विकास को नेतृत्व प्रदान करना आपका कर्तव्य है। आपको अपने देश को आगे बढ़ाना है। आप अपनी विद्या और दृढ़ संकल्प के बल पर व्यक्तिगत जीवन के साथ साथ देश के भविष्य को स्वरूप प्रदान करने के लिए आगे बढ़ेंगे।
Governor of Rajasthan Haribhau Kisan Rao Bagade and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma also addressed the program. The President awarded gold medals to the students and also virtually inaugurated the new Aravali Hostel of the Institute. The registration for students of Class 9 and Class 11 appearing in the 2025 board exams has begun today. According to the notification of Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, the last day to submit the registration form is 16th October. CBSE-affiliated schools can get their students registered on cbse.gov.in. In its official notification, the board said that only those students whose names and details have been submitted by their respective schools will be allowed to appear for the Class 10th and Class 12 board exams in the 2025-26 session. Schools are required to register themselves on the portal before submitting the details of their students. The board also emphasized that schools must ensure that the students are not from unauthorized or unaffiliated institutions and are regularly attending classes in their school. Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav today said it is high time to move towards sustainable development for a sustainable society. Addressing a session on India's pathway to net zero at Reinvest Meet in Gandhinagar today, the minister stressed on reducing carbon emissions in order to achieve sustainable economic growth. The minister informed about a series of measures taken by the Union government to address the challenge of climate change. He said India is the only country in G20 to achieve the climate target set in Paris, 9 years ahead of the target.
G20 में भारत एकमात्र ऐसा देश है जिसने रिन्यूएबल की क्षमता और कार्बन एमिशन कम करने के अपने लक्ष्यों को दुनिया में 9 साल पहले हासिल किया है जो 2030 में हासिल करना था वो 2021 में हासिल किया है पर इसलिए ग्लासगो में जो अपने रिवाइज एनडीसी हमने दिए हैं कि हमने 500 गीगावाट के लक्ष्य को हमारी जो 2005 की जीडीपी थी उसके तुलना में 45% कार्बन एमिशन को कम करने के टारगेटेड को भी हमने फिक्स करके आगे बढ़े हैं
The minister also emphasized on promoting low-carbon technologies, strengthening renewable energy and green transportation and rationalization of fossil fuels for future generations. The three-day Reinvest Global Meet and Expo will conclude today. A Delhi court today issued summons to former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad, his son and former Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar Tejaswi Yadav and others in the Land for Jobs money laundering case. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court has also summoned his other son Tej Pratap Yadav in this case. Special Judge Vishal Gogne directed the accused to appear before the court on 7th of October. The judge passed the order after taking cognizance of a supplementary charge sheet against the accused. The final report was filed before the court by the ED on the 6th of August. A two-day national symposium of the National Disaster Management Authority and the Army Southern Command ICAR will be held in Chennai from today. The primary aim of the exercise is to enhance disaster preparedness and foster robust collaboration among key stakeholders. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to the United States from the 21st to the 23rd of this month. He will take part in the 4th Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on the 21st of September. Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the UN General Assembly in New York on the 23rd of this month. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. The External Affairs Ministry said the leaders at the summit will review the progress achieved by the Quad over last 1 year. They will set the agenda for the year ahead to assist the countries of the Indo-Pacific region in meeting their development goals and aspirations. Following the request by the US to host this year's summit, India has agreed to host the next Quad summit in 2025. Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has been brought for the welfare of the Muslim community. Talking to Akashwani News, Mr. Rijiju said that through this legislation, the government will ensure that the Waqf properties in the country are managed in a scientific manner and transparently with full accountability.
जेपीसी बनाया ताकि और लोग उसमें अपने बात रख सके अब जेपीसी का आएंगे रिपोर्ट रिकमेंडेशन आएंगे हम तो पारित करेंगे लेकिन वक्फ अमेंडमेंट बिल को लेकर के जो गुमराह किया जा रहा है गलत बातें किया है झूठे बातें करके लोगों को गुमराह करने का कोशिश कर रहे हैं लेकिन हम सही बात बताएंगे और ये किसी का जमीन हड़पने का कोई इसमें सवाल ही पैदा नहीं होता। इस देश में कानून चलता है, संविधान से देश चलता है।
Union Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri today said that the northeastern part of the country has 55 million tons of bamboo, which constitutes 66% of the country's total resources. In a social media post, Mr. Puri highlighted that the National Bamboo Mission launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi boosts farm incomes, combats climate change and promotes bioethanol. He noted that India's first 2G ethanol biorefinery in Assam, the Numaligarh refinery, has been set up to turn bamboo into ethanol, supporting the local farmers and the economy. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said that the government is committed to provide inclusive training and infrastructure to discover sporting talents from the grassroots level. He said that a holistic approach will ensure that everyone, regardless of background and ability, can excel and contribute to the country's success. The minister was speaking during the inclusion conclave organized by the National Anti-Doping Agency, or NADA, in New Delhi today. Mr. Mandaviya asserted that NADA is working on inclusive anti-doping educational programs focusing on athletes with disabilities. The minister also informed that the anti-doping body has also signed a memorandum of understanding with the Education Ministry for developing anti-doping content. The minister highlighted the government's initiatives for para-athletes like Khelo India Para Games, Special Olympics Bharat, All India Sports Council for Deaf, among others. He said that under the Khelo India scheme, the government has allocated nearly 25 crore rupees for building infrastructure and training of persons with disabilities. The Modi 3.0 government has completed its first 100 days after coming to power for the historic third term. During this period, the government launched projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees with a focus on infrastructure, farmers, middle class, women and youth, with the government approving various projects aimed at improving connectivity and development. Infrastructure across the country is witnessing a significant growth. More from our correspondent.
Paving the way to Viksit Bharat, the Modi government has approved projects worth 3 lakh crore rupees in the past 100 days, focusing on enhancing connectivity through improved roads, railways, ports and airways. Among the key initiatives, the government has greenlit 8 national high-speed road corridor projects spanning over 900 kilometers. In a bid to promote high-performance bio-manufacturing, the government has introduced the Bio-E3 policy, which aims to deliver economic benefits, support environmental sustainability, and create jobs. To further India's ambition of becoming a global manufacturing hub, it sanctioned 12 industrial nodes with an investment of 28,600 crore rupees. Small businesses are empowered as the Mudra loan limit has been doubled from 10 lakh to 20 lakh rupees, and a credit guarantee scheme has been implemented to facilitate access to collateral free loans for essential machinery and equipment. The angel tax has been abolished to ignite innovation and fuel the country's startup ecosystem. To unlock growth in the country's space sector, the government launched a venture capital fund worth 1,000 crore rupees for space startups. Pallavi Parmar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Meanwhile, in Uttar Pradesh, due to heavy rain and continuous release of water from the dams into the rivers, more than 5 lakh people living in 24 districts of the state are affected by floods. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansoor delivered a stunning performance by defeating world number 7 and Paris Olympics bronze medalist Grigoria Tunjung in the first round of the women's singles at the China Open 2024 BWF Super 1000 event in Changchow today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting for first phase of assembly elections underway in 24 constituencies of Jammu and Kashmir. 41.17% voter turnout recorded till 1 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu says greater participation of women in the field of research and development is essential for cultural and economic development of country. Delhi court summons former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad in land for jobs money laundering case. And in badminton, Malvika Bansoor defeats world number 7, Grigoria Tunjung, in China Open 2024. And with that, we end the midday news.